Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio. Okay, welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. It's a wet Wednesday, so looks like we're going to get into some sexy music. Not all slow, but definitely sexy. Still Justin back from coming back from London, so I'm about ready for you guys. So let me see, what am I going to start it out with? We're going to start it out with this right here. Some BBD, some Belle Biv DeVoe, some of their new music. This is called Finally, featuring SWV. The wet Wednesday starts getting soggy right about. Wait for it. Wait for it. No.
Hey, yo, Taz. You know, I've been seeing you backstage and all that. I didn't know you was this tall in your heels. But yeah, we finally got this right, you know? My crew. Your crew. We're gonna make this do what it do. Maybe you'll slip.
You've lost the best part of me, and laid it out for the world to see.
Yeah. Monstrous wet wet. Yeah, we're going to get into a Splash Day mix here coming up in just a little bit. Still rock with me, groove with me. You can find everything that we do at monsterusradio.com. This is Delexi. It's called Unicorn. Yeah, I'm getting a little soggy, but that's what it's all about. Wet, wet Wednesday, hump day music. You dig? Help you get over your emotions.
Here you are in all your glory. I wasn't ready. You so fine, baby. Anybody be so lucky to touch your body, but your mind.
Wednesday, live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, the international DJ, D-Monster. So, all right, I got some more sexy music for you guys to get you in the mood. I might even have some heartbreak for you guys coming up in just a bit. Let me see, what am I going to go into? This ain't no way throwback. It's not even a toss it back. This might be a tip back just a little bit. One of my favorite songs by this artist right here. It is what it is. I don't know what else to say. This is Jamie Foxx. He called You Change Me. Woo! When you meet somebody that changes you, it's a beautiful thing. It's a real beautiful thing. Monstrous Radio Live. You know how we do it. We getting it in monstrously. So kick back. Get you a lover. get you a drink, and don't forget to lick the bun. I messed that all up. Got Jazzy B over here. I'm not for sure. Let me go over here and see who we got over here on the line. Is that you, Jazzy? Hello.
What's happening?
The host of Wet Wet Wednesday itself, the Splash Lady. How you doing, Jazz?
Yes. I am fine. How are you, sir?
I'm feeling very monstrous. You dig? I'm kind of bipolar with it today. You know what I mean? Because I'm kind of like, I don't know if I'm on this square love type thing or if I'm on some thug sexy thing tonight. I don't know. But we're going to figure it out.
Now, E Monster, you know we bipolar with it every day.
Just an everything, right?
Every day, all day.
Right. Okay. So, all right. So, Cindy, I don't really have a topic, but Cindy, I played that song. Y'all have to excuse me. Something popped into my head. I mean, what is it that somebody could do or have or, you know what I mean, to make you change? You heard the song by Jamie Foxx, You Change Me. What are some things that people could do or might have that might change a person? You know what I mean? What is it that will make somebody change you, to make you want to do right, as I'll say, make you want to do right? That's what we going to marinate on. That's what we going to marinate on. You got something else that the people can marinate on that we might want to talk about?
Nah, that's an interesting topic.
Okay. Well, I got more breather to spend, and then hopefully, you know, we could think of some more stuff. So, all right, y'all know the number, 424-243-9649. You press 1, but you got to use your pinky finger if you're sexy, though. So, all right, check it out. Here's one of our splash mixes over here. This is Naked by John Locke. The best birthday suit ever. I'm just saying. Naked. Yeah, call us up, join our sexy conversation, or hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Everything is going to be the Monstars on Monster US Radio.
Baby, you're enough. Girl, you're on my mind. Listen to you tonight. fly from the sun.
New music today, Jeff. Close to you.
Ooh, I really, really want to get close to you. Ooh, I really, really want to get close to you. Ooh, ooh, close to you. Close to you. Touch my body. Make me feel like a hot, hot body. Take my body on a mission. I'ma show you what your body been missing. But I'ma slow it down for a minute, just so you can get this feeling that I'm feeling. Ooh, ooh, come close to me. I think that's how it's supposed to be. Don't be shy, just feel the vibe. Just feel it vibe. Let's get high. We gon' take it to the top.
We gon' take it to the top, top.
And I might even let you hit
it.
I really, really wanna get close to you. Ooh, I really, really wanna get close to you. Ooh, ooh, close to you. So damn close to you.
Let me feel you.
Now listen again. I'm trying to go for the win. I wanna know if you can feel
me. Can you feel me?
Cause baby, in a minute, I'ma make you get to spitting. And I ain't tryna talk like this, but shit, I just can't help it.
I can't help it.
You got my body melting, and I can't handle all this pressure.
I can't help it.
And I've been tryna tell you, been tryna get you on my level.
I want you on my level.
Just tryna get you on my level. Ooh, I really. Just wanna feel on your skin. I need to feel on your skin.
And I feel on your skin.
I just wanna be a good girl.
I just wanna be a good girl.
I'm just trying to be a real good girl.
Oh.
But you'll be bringing out the freak in me.
Oh.
You acting like you wanna freak in me. Ooh, I really, really wanna get close to you.
Really, really wanna get
close. Oh, baby, baby, can I get close to you? Ooh, ooh, close to you. So can't be friends no more. We didn't cross the line. We just got too damn close. Too damn close. But I ain't complaining. Just wanna know if you're staying. Just wanna know if you're staying. Now tell me if you're staying.
All right, we got one more to go, and then we're going to see what your comments are. We want to know what makes people change. What is it that the other person does that makes people change? You dig? Like some people going to have some crazy-ass things. I ain't going to say too much, but we're going to get into it. But I'm going to bring it back with this right here. This is called Love in the 90s. This is by Mac Wilds, Wet Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow but definitely sexy. I'm DJ E-Monster, and we got Jazzy B with us. And we're going to bring it back right after this. Right here. Get in. Let's go.
I was your first friend back in the summer day. I loved you me a long time, yeah. You had some daisy dukes that stop a load of ways. Showing up, you'll be
90s right here on Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Oh, we definitely going to get you in the mood with some remixes and some new underground upcoming artists and all those type of things. So, all right, let me go over here and get this background music. So, you about ready, Jazzy?
Indeed, indeed.
Okay, that's what's up. Hey, I'm not going to lie. I expected you to have yourself on mute. It is what it is. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, make sure you tune in to Takeover Tuesday, the interview with Eli Triplett. And Jazzy a couple times started talking and forgot she was on mute. So make sure you guys check that out, and you'll get to check out also a great artist that Jazzy had brought to us here on Monsters Radio. So just real quick, Jazzy, tell us just a quick rundown of Eli Triplett.
I actually met him in a TV interview that I had to do for us as a company. And he ended up blowing me away, and I wanted him to come do an interview with us, so it happened.
Right, right. Yeah, I even tried to do like some type of fancy intro. It did not work. I'm just saying, y'all going to enjoy the interview. It was a great one. So we're going to talk about, we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. Also, I want you to put out there a little bit about what the TV interview was about with you, So people can find more information on that and check that out as well. Because from the just the background stuff that you had posted when you go live, it looked like it was a hell of a time. I'm just saying.
It was. I had met the owners of AMT at my fashion show event that I went and did. And basically, I ended up talking to them and telling them what we had going on. And they loved me and my spirit, so they wanted to keep in touch and do more, and that is how I got end up getting the interview.
Oh, okay, okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. We definitely got to keep that relationship going. So let me see. Let me get some background music over here because who knows where this could go. Remember, people, I see a couple people over there. I see you listening. Just remember, use your pinky finger and press 1 when you're starting to feel sexy. Or you can just comment on our pages and we'll read them on the air as well. So let's see. So, yeah. So if you guys heard the song earlier, I was playing Jamie Foxx, You Changed Me. So I want to know, what is some things that people do to make other people change? You dig? Here's an example. A great one that I hear a lot is when women be like, I never knew what love really was before. And you showed me compassion,
that's
romance,
story.
Things like that. Is it? Okay, tell
story.
Us about
yeah.
it a little bit. What's the background
on
it?
Basically, running into the wrong men. Well, I ain't even going to say men. I'm going to say boys. You got to take a stand sometimes. You got to make people treat you how you want to be treated. You can't just stand for anything. So.
Right.
With
right,
that
right. Yeah, I mean, I feel you on that one. Go ahead.
I was about to say, and then not only that, like, you get in relationships with people and they want to change you to who they want you to be for them. They don't try to change you for the better of you. They try to change you to be who they want you to be at that moment.
Right. Say, like, especially like when a person be like, oh, you talk too much, or oh, you're too spicy, or you're too feisty. No, you're just not winning this conversation right now about you fucking up. And now, all of a sudden, my mouth is too much for you.
Right.
Yeah. I feel you on that one. So, let me see. Okay, let's see. What's some other things that can make people change? Well, I'm a strong believer in that look, why is that right at the top of my sheet? Superhead. strong believer in when Eddie Murphy came up with that thing when somebody make you go, ooh, it's over with. That's real shit. I'm just saying it's real shit. Somebody can get you to go, ooh. You're going to change all kinds of ways. I mean, yeah. They ain't even got to ask you. You just going, hey, you want me to do this? You want me to do that? Would you like that? You did. You feel me? That ooh button, whether it come from some super head or some super leg. But y'all know what we're talking about. So let's see. I don't want to give away too much on it. So let me see. We're going to give people some time, let that marinate on y'all. So what is something that would make someone change? All right, let me see. I think I'm going to go with another panty dropper. I'm just kind of in that mood right now. So, all right, let me find this Suave right quick. This one is called Love Me out of Dallas, Texas. And, if you know anything, then you know I like this song right here. This is definitely one you can use to get somebody in the mood. Unless you're my ex, and then it just ain't going to work for you. I'm just saying, it is what it is. I'm petty with the penis. Suave, this is Love Me, Monsters Radio Live, Wet Wednesday. Okay, well, nobody say that right there is definitely a hitter, or you're going to be hitting it, however you want to put it, whatever, whatever. But that's Suave from Dallas, Texas. That's called Love Me. Monsters Radio Live, Wet, Wet Wednesday. So, all right, we're talking about what are some things that make people change. We're listening to the Jamie Foxx song earlier, You Change Me. So I want to know what are some things that makes people change. Jazzy, apparently your comment is very, very, very popular. I got quite a few over here talking about some head. apparently that might be one of the secret ingredients, some good head.
Yes. Amen.
Okay, so let me see. Very few other things that people talked about, but we definitely got romance over here. One, a good one, someone says showing exclusive behavior. Women like to ask me all the time, like, what does it take for a guy to take a woman serious and those type of things and, you know, make him not cheat, all those things. Well, I always tell them, men are just like women overall when it comes to relationships. We want that exclusiveness. If you can make me feel exclusive, no matter what I do, no matter how bad I screw up, you're not going to throw me away, put me in the trash. You might hit me with a leash or a brick or something, you dig, or a pan upside the head, but you'd be like, but go sit your ass back down in the front room and I'm going to make you something to eat. those are some of the type of things that men like. It's that exclusiveness to know that you ain't going nowhere, no matter what. You ain't going nowhere. But also at the same time, you know, you gotta make that man respect at the same time that if he does dip off, ain't no coming back.
Right.
Ain't no, I'm sorry, baby, please, let me talk to you. And then run to your mama house for 3 months. No, none of that's gonna work. You dip off, you dipped off. Ain't no use on coming back. You might as well change your key.
I ain't no way out the back. Door.
So, I mean, is that like one of the things that can get women, you know what I mean, to change their ways once they find a man that they believe is not going to cheat on them?
I mean, but do people really, really believe that they ain't going to get cheated on? Like, you know, I got trust issues. I think everybody's full of shit. I'm sorry. Until you prove me otherwise. For real, I'll look at the worst first. What's the worst that could happen? First. Mm. And then half the time I'm still like, hell no.
Well, I think a lot of people feel like you do. I think they're kind of scared. You know what I mean? But I think there are people out there that don't cheat at all.
It ain't even the fact that I'm scared. It's the fact that I'm crazy as fuck. I be trying to save other people. I be trying to save people's life.
Let me help you out, bro.
Disclaimer.
Okay. Right.
For real.
So do you really believe that you won't meet somebody that you can trust?
I don't know.
Awkward.
I really don't. I mean, I have somebody in my life right now, but I can't. I done gave somebody all of that before and totally had my head fucked up. So I just, I don't know. I'm skeptical.
Right.
You can look me in my eyes and be like, I love you. I'm like, okay.
And see, I think that's pretty much it right there. That pretty much is it right there. I mean, I'll keep it 100. I mean, in the beginning of me trying to be in relationships and all those type of things, you know, I was always straight up, like, with one person and nothing more. If I want to be in a different relationship, I end that other one. But I always was.
That's how it should
be,
though.
Straight up.
That's exactly how it should be. That's how it's supposed to be. But, you know, these motherfuckers today, they don't understand the concept of this shit. And everybody got everything fucked up and backwards. So, right.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are going into situations thinking, you know what I mean, I can't trust this person because of, you know what I mean, whatever may have happened in the past. And I think that's what's stalling a lot of things today. Just everybody's real weary on who they trust, but at the same time, we all want that companionship. And I think that's where people, when they say, like, That's the worst thing about being single, is you're single. And especially when you start to see other people do the companion type thing, then you start to be like, dang, I want that companion thing. And then you start to open up your doors. So I'm not going to say anybody, but more, you're not as VIP with it as you would have been before, because you do want some companionship. So some sucker might slip in under the radar just because, you know what I mean? And then you're back to square one again. God damn it, why did I let that motherfucker even in my club of love? No, you should have stayed your ass out on the curb. Uber, I should have paid for your Uber, your shit down the block. and you know, I think that's where, you know, a lot of people in relationships today, I think that's where we're all bumping heads at. But, you know, it's just an opinion. Yeah. Let's see. And then, and then everything comes back again to crazy sex. Yeah, we all know. We all know that woo factor. It's either head or sex. Okay, that's what's changing everybody now. Head and sex. Shit, it could change. That might be what we all need, some head and sex.
I mean, but I know a lot of couples that change because of God too. You know, you can't leave them out of the situation either. So that's also another reason to change.
Right. Yeah, that'll get somebody to change.
Yeah. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. I've seen it with my own eyes. I don't know you. High five.
High five. Why do I hear good luck with that in the middle of there?
No, I ain't no good luck. No, I'm just like, I have really seen it. Like, I know, like, niggas that I hung around with that I know was dirtbags for a fact, kind of thing, and changed their whole life around. They're a totally different person, like, for real.
Right, right. Yeah, that's one that will do it. That will do it. All right, let me see. What do I got over here for a breather? Seeing that we're talking about some good head and all that extra stuff, let's check in with this K. Michelle. This is called Rounds. Yeah, round after round after round. That'll make somebody change. I'm just saying. After the fourth round. Woo.
Without you, there's no focus. You relent to me. I be slurred. I be all up beat. Look at the flick of my wrist. Look at the shoes on my feet. It don't mean nothing. If you ain't the one that I'm waking up to in the morning, kissing and loving and touching and keeping me moaning. Love for what I'm missing. You're the only one I've been with. Stuck on my mind, fucking you all of the time. All I need is a shot and a pillow. I be home all alone, but we still go round. When I'm out on the road, I hold on to my pillow. We go back and forth, the shit go. Crazy, but that's just the way that it is. When you wanna grind and ain't got enough time for your man, full of it. Quick fix in the bathroom, does it? FaceTime for a minute, let's judge it. You the only one to get it in the back of the limousine. I'm so calm. Back and forth, the shit goes.
you do me like that. Yeah. Love it when you do me like that.
Try to get me, and I'm taking everything with me.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio. Something to put in y'all's whip. I told you it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. So, yeah, something y'all can put in y'all whip. Some skeet, skeet. Oh, I don't mess that up. That's some skirt, skirt music on Wet, Wet Wednesday. We call it skeet, skeet. But it is what it is. I screwed that all up. But, all right, Jazzy, before we get up out of here, we do have a caller that pressed one. So let's see what they're on Wet, Wet Wednesday. 612-310. Who we got on the line? Hello.
Hello.
612-310. You there?
Oh, they didn't want to talk to us.
Okay, maybe they got their cell phone.
Whoa.
I don't know.
I'm here. I thought y'all can hear me, man.
Wait, hold on. I already know who that is. Hold on, Juice. Hold on. I took your mic off. Hold on, Juice.
Man, really?
There we go.
Man.
There we
go. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what you do to a fellow monster. You know what I'm saying? Ain't that this? I came here to show. I know because my work schedule is changed, so a lot of times I'm not able to catch it. But I caught the ass end of it. Okay. So, what's up, people?
what's poppin', Juice?
Man, look, I'm mad as hell at you, man. You skedaddled out this country without telling me, letting me know, giving me a heads up, a smoke signal, a flare, nothing. We gonna have it out.
My bad, bro. Yeah, London was calling. But looks like they're trying to schedule us to come back in November. I'm also trying to put together some other things, so stay tuned, bro. On the next one, if not this one coming up, but maybe the one coming around in the spring, maybe you can hop on board and go over there with us.
Most definitely.
Well, you know we can't take him nowhere, he monster.
Hold your tongue.
He don't
girl.
Even know how to act on the radio. We can't take him out.
Why not? He's gonna
have us in all kind of
trouble.
No, I won't.
You stay where you at. You hush the hell up. Stay where you at. That's what you need to do.
Oh, snap. So, all right, Juice, yeah, you did call it the snip-snappy end of the show. But still, let the people know how can they get a hold of you to hear some of your sexy music that you have available.
Oh, man, if you want to hear that magic carpet ride, come on, holler at the kid. E-Moms, you better request it, man. It's a banger, you know what I'm saying? You definitely get a lot of women out there panties.
Message, pick it up. Line six.
All right. No, but yeah, I'm out here, man. Just Google me, you know what I'm saying? I got some new music on the way. I got a whole motherfucking project on the way. Trust me, once again, you will not be disappointed when I drop this shit, and it's going to be exclusively for Monsters Radio. Holla at your boy.
That's what it do. That's love right there. Monster salute. So, all right, so he told y'all to get a hold of him, and this is the track that he was talking about right here. So check it out. We'll play a little bit of it on our way up out of here. So enjoy your night, people. Don't forget we'll be on tomorrow for Karma Cafe. It's the only cafe where there are no menus, but everyone will be served what your ass deserves. You feel me? All right, check it out. Juice G, Magic Carpet, Monsters Radio Live, Wet, Wet Wednesday. We don't even play rap on Wednesday, but we going to ride out like this, though.
Just like Juice. You can put it like this, you already know what this song's about. It's shirt off, shirt down, no thongs allowed. So look, take the thing off and throw it on the ground. The song said wait, but I can't wait right now. I need that, gotta beat that, it's my eat that. Little Kit Kat, all you gotta do is sit back. I'ma let you know now that I don't care where I'm smacking at. Cause you in the presence of a train infomaniac. Who can I handle that fat cat for a second? Need to listen to Marcus Houston and get naked. Already know shit's gonna get hectic. Don't worry about the condom cause I stay protected. Oh shit, here we go. Finna let you know what's in store for the magic hole. And only thing you gotta do is tell me what you want me to do. And anything that you say, I'ma do the shit times two. I'm the nigga juke, I ain't never spook. I'ma do what I do, and you just sit back and be cool. Cause I got this, ain't no stopping. You already know you like this pussy invasion of my dick.
Let me take you on this magic carpet ride. Right here in your living room, and everything you like. No, this here is no illusion. Gonna lay your body down. Something I wanna need. Show no mercy with this action. Surely we can get it cracking on this magic carpet ride.
Ready for everything that you G's gon' do.
Okay.
I'm about to go
okay.
to work now.
Yeah.
Let me tickle your fat, send you post to the damn roof.
Damn.
Give you a hell of a workout.
Uh-huh.
It's crunch time
damn.
And the pain, girl. How much displeasure can you take, girl? Because I'm going all night.
That's
I'm
right.
The band. Neither one of us making it to the bedroom.
We'll get it cracking on sight.
I'm giving you what you ask for. I don't see no debate.
Nah.
Talk to cheaper till your body start shaking.
Shake.
Love faces when she talks to you, make because
okay.
I give her that work.
Okay.
The sensation
okay.
the way she feeling that hurt.
Yeah.
Increasing the doses the way I speed up the motion. And got a body composed. She like the nigga going live. Take it to a whole nother level. Put it in my face. Got a twister like a fucking F5.
Yeah.
May I get a little nasty.
Okay.
Adrenaline rushing from what I'm doing to them ass. Put a beat on that kitty cat.
I
encourage this shit talking. Whatever the take to make it last. See, the pleasure you getting, I'm giving all night. To show you that it's deeper than the voice is very wide.
My
and to a nigga's reach his climax, I'm giving you contact now.
Let me take you on this magic carpet ride.
Yeah.
Right here in your living room. And everything you like. No, this here is no illusion.
Adrenaline rush, I swear that thing gush just as soon as we touch. It's such a phenomenal sensation when you teasing me, trying my patience with your hands all on me and your lips all on me. Just give it to me, I can't take it. I've been waiting for you to guide me open, create that ocean and have me floating. I swear you got a potion so potent that as long as you're staring, I'm going straight like that. Cuff that fatty, palm that ass. Pull me in close and I come real fast. You laugh, cause you know that that won't be the last. Come again, I'm shivering. Cause the way that you handle your business so cold. Got them nipples at attention so you.
You wanna hear more? You heard where he said to find them at. And if you missed it, you can always run that archive back 24/7, 365. You dig?